Blog Talk Radio.
Grab your headphones for the University of Metaphysical Sciences Exploring Auric Layers. I hope you enjoy.
Everything in existence has an aura. Even inanimate objects have an aura because they are made up of atoms, and the combined atoms make up the aura of a being or an object. The first three layers are what are normally seen by those who can see auras with physical eye. But the rest of the layers can be seen with the mind's eye. So we will be looking at these in this meditation. And working with the cosmic energy that moves in and out of each layer, much like the breath that happens in your physical body. The first layer of the human aura is the etheric body, which is related to the root chakra. This layer is anywhere between 1/4 to 2 inches outside the physical body. It is like a net or a web or a grid, with bluish and grayish colors in all these lines of light around the physical form. The physical matter of the body emanates from this structure. It exists for a few days after the death of the physical body. It is a channel through which all life force moves in and out. It has pulsing light and energy that moves through the line. And when one sees this layer of the aura, a flash of light is perceived and then it is gone. until another cycle of flashes comes and goes. It is pulsing around the body all the time. When this layer is healthy, the physical body will appear youthful and vibrant, and there would not be presence of illness. Notice how on the in-breath, this layer of the aura brightens and becomes more active, and on the out-breath becomes more restful and dormant. The pulsing and the flashes of light traveling through the lines. This is the way that breath is manifested in the etheric body. The second layer of the aura is the emotional body. Most consider this the astral body, although many consider other parts of the aura part of the astral body as well. This layer is more fluid in motion, constantly moving. This layer reaches out about 3 inches outside of the body, and it has colored clouds and wisps like liquid smoke. This is the layer most often seen by those who can see auras. Its colors change in coordination with the emotional state. All the chakras can be seen in this layer with their corresponding rainbow colors that are associated with each one. The colors in the emotional body might fly off in different directions towards something or someone where there is a strong emotion or feeling. Solar plexus chakra is related to the mental body, and so is the third layer of the aura. The mental body reaches about 5 to 6 inches out from the physical body. It is much like the first layer, the physical template, but it has gold colors instead of the blue grays. It is also web-like and net-like. Thoughts appear as emerging clouds of gold or yellow light from this net that is the mental body. Body remains clear when the mind is still. Then golden light moves through the lines of the mental body. Comings and goings of thought are much like the breathing of the mental body. The fourth layer of the auric field is associated with the heart chakra. It is considered the astral body by many. It reaches 8 to 12 inches out from the physical body. It can sometimes extend as far as a yard from the body if the heart is open. The fourth layer of the auric field, like the heart, is considered the bridge between the spiritual and physical world. The astral body, this fourth layer of the auric field, has clouds of color, much like the emotional body. And they are all sorts of colors of the rainbow, but they are infused with the rose light of the heart. Chakras are seen in this layer with their consecutive rainbow colors associated with each chakra. The astral body also has streams of color and light energy moving out toward others. Feelings of the open heart and the movement of the clouds of color, these could be considered the breathing of the fourth layer, much like the emotional layer. The fifth layer is associated with the throat chakra and extends 1 to 2 feet out from the physical body. The chakras are not seen. It is much like the physical body template, the net and the grid of lines of light. But where the lines would be, the space is empty, and the places in between the lines is where the light is seen. Some call this the astral body. Some call it the double. In this layer, there is an understanding of destruction and creation and its place in the universe. Nonviolence is a typical state of this layer, for one would find it difficult to kill even an ant, for it sees it as its own self. lair than associated with spiritual will, divine will, alignment with higher forces, deeper forces. This is a place of pure knowledge beyond human thinking. This is the place of Christ consciousness. It vibrates at the fastest rate. God all around, in all things. and all people. The seventh layer of the auric field would be felt as bodilessness, with no awareness of the physical form. Some call this the light body. See if you can perceive all seven layers of the auric field existing all at once. Watch the way your physical body has organs, each performing their own tasks in the biomachinery of the physical form. Notice this energy system all about you, and how the chakras could be considered the organs of this body of light. The auric field. For even your auric field contains matter. It contains a solidity in the physical world. Not quite as solid as your physical form, but it has weight nonetheless. It has form. And even the atoms of the auric field can be strengthened, rejuvenated, and cleared and cleansed. Work with your auric layers through your awareness and your will. Get creative and use your imagination. Become fully aware of the many bodies that you inhabit, for your physical form is but one of many. Notice as you walk around during the day what each of these layers of the aura is doing at any given time. How is it affected by daily life? By your thoughts, by your emotions, by your actions, and by the invisible energies all around, all the time. Notice how your aura interacts with other people, for it is not just body language, it is energy language. become aware of your energy field and observe it as easily as you can the physical body.
Good evening, beloveds. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. And I hope you enjoyed the meditation. Peace.